smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's happening with Bob Barker?
Are you dating at all?
I was, but my lady friend decided that I was not as lovable a human being as I've claimed to be. So she deserted me temporarily. But I've known her for 25 years and we'll get back together.
You've broken up with her a few times?
Yeah.
What did you do? Why had she broken up with you? Did you get in an argument?
I forgot now. But it was serious. It was serious.
It's serious when it happened.
Yeah. If we talk long enough, I'll remember what it was.
The Don and Mike Show.
I love Bob. It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
You like this one? I don't mind.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Oh, do I love this song?
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Exploitive and litigious. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Bam. Get my email over the weekend that I sent you.
Yes.
Okay, that's nice. Why right there.
Very nice.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello, I hear breathing.
Perfume is smelling sweet, huh?
And you know why I love this song, don't you? Because I've said it all my life.
Stay with me.
And no one ever listens.
Stay with me. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hola, muchachos.
Hola. Hi, is this there. Manny?
Yeah, sí, Manny.
Hey, Manny, how you doing? I just want to say thank you because I think I didn't get a chance to really say thank you. I'm wearing the Red Sox World Series jacket today, and I'm very excited.
That's pretty good. You get the one I signed for you?
Yeah, I did, and I just appreciate it. And, Manny being Manny, I mean,
Mike
you did it again.
Mike's not a Jew. He said, did you get that one I signed for Jew?
For Jew, that's for right. Jew. Yes. Manny, are you going to be coming to spring training next year with a different haircut, or will you have the same dreadlocks you had this year?
No, same stuff.
Same stuff? What are you doing for your off season?
No, just sit back, smoke a little pot.
Uh-huh. All right.
But,
well,
sorry to take time away from the back ass fat lady, the double stuffed baked potato dress. Uh-huh. You talk about me on Friday.
Yes. Yeah, yes. We're always. I always talk about you, Manny.
Big poppy.
No, some ass hattie call. He say, "I am Antonio Banderas."
I was talking about you, and I said, "Well, because I mean, you're the real deal, the Manny Ramirez."
Is this guy Big Poppy?
This is Manny Ramirez. This Big Poppy is Manny's best friend, also from the Dominican Republic on the team. They're both, you two are best buddies, aren't you?
See?
Yeah, see, you are. Do you guys work out together, or do you go your separate ways? No,
don't you lift hubcaps?
We work out.
I mean, literally, piles of hubcaps, literally. not steal them, lift them. To work out, Mike.
I tried calling in last week. You talk about Jankum. You got to stop talking about Jankum.
Why do we have to stop talking about Jankum?
Because you're going to get me in trouble.
Wow. Do you use
secret?
Oh, really? You use that product?
Well, it's what's on my hat.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Looks like it.
Thank you,
on
Manny.
His batting helmet.
On his batting helmet. Covered with Jankum. I do like me the calls from Manny Ramirez.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
God, that new clip sounds like farts got in a fight. That's what it smelled like on 95 with that truck that tipped over full of sludge this morning.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
It's a truck full of Jankum. Big, super industrial-sized dump truck. That dumped its load, so to speak, on the Beltway this morning.
Pixie.
Yeah,
the reporters don't treat that with the same glee they do, like if it's, and it's a truck full of pickles.
Yes, pickles. And unfortunately, it was steaks, Omaha steaks, just dumped out all over the Beltway.
The farts in a fight tape comes from the Sarah Silverman Show.
Okay.
And it's funnier if you know it was said by Brian Posen.
Oh, the big goofy guy.
Yeah, the big goofy guy. Looks right. Like the goon from Popeye cartoons.
Sure, and the guy that gets shot to death in one of the Rob Zombie
Yeah, that's
movies.
The guy. That's
I'm
him.
Trying to think what it is. I wish I remember the name of the movie.
He got a buddy with Patton. And he
Patton
was in
Oswalt,
studio
right,
yeah,
right. And he is a wonderfully, beautifully handsome man.
Yes, really he good is. Look. Can't get by his looks forever, though.
Beautifully, wonderfully.
Beautifully.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh. Lovely.
Reset the phones, please, somebody. Reset the phones.
Wonderful.
I'm trying to use the phone!
So, there's no delicate way to put this while we wait for the phones to be reset.
Yes.
Your girlfriend was not raped by the Marines.
No.
On Friday night.
Good. She's no longer with me, but that did not happen. No, she's gone off with, I'm not sure what the rank was. I was trying to figure out the rank when
Major,
we were there.
Major Woody.
Major Woody.
She met a Major Woody. Uh-huh.
She went with Major Rection, and they ventured off. No, it was, I had me a night on Friday night. I had a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Well, you were so paranoid about going in your fat guy suit and your girlfriend.
Yeah, that turned out to be really not necessary at all. But I came out of here, and as you know, here in Washington, D.C., we had a little bit of light rain Friday evening. And light rain in Washington, D.C. is the equivalent of someone putting oil, you know, baby oil all over the roads here because people just can't really handle it.
Right.
And I would like to say a personal thank you to the lady. I believe it might have been a man, might have been a lady. Didn't see her. Who decided to slam her brakes on in the Cooper Mini in front of me, causing me to slam my brakes on, causing the car in back of me to slam his brakes on so hard that his brakes locked, causing him to skid into me and rear-end me on the beltway. Now there's good news here. There's good news.
I hope so.
The impact was such that it jarred me a little bit and immediately said, well, you got to get over. And you saw what the traffic was coming out of here on Friday night. Yes.
Mike, do you need a lawyer?
Yeah, Sines and Kirk. I need a Sines and Kirk right now. Pull over.
What about Johnny Cochran?
The law firm of
Johnny Cochran. I believe 1936 to 2005. He served very well.
Law firm was on.
I can't remember what I ate. I cannot remember what I ate for breakfast, but I get that one right. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, they do have that big Abraham Lincoln, George Washington presidential portrait of him now in the background.
Yeah, right. at the very end of the commercial, it's just kind of Johnny looking off into space, and they've got the years that he lived, and very nice.
But doesn't the spokesmodel that does the Cochran thing, doesn't it look like he was hired to look like Johnny Cochran?
Sure. Well, I actually saw one this morning, and there is no spokesmodel. It's just text over the, with the narration.
But I have seen one where they have the oil painting, and they have the, you know, born and died dates, but then there's a guy that looks just like Johnny Cochran.
Yeah, well, see, that's no mistake either.
And
they
it flips me
purpose.
Out a little bit. Right. I'm freaking me out,
it's not
man.
The Seinfeld guy that was Johnny Cochran.
No, it's not Jackie Childs.
Jackie Childs.
And the other thing that they don't do in the Mr. Johnny Law Firm commercials, Johnny Cochran, is, even though you know it, I would think you got to at least throw in the subliminal, like, 2 second clip of OJ. You'd have to at least throw
well,
in
the big,
you know,
the big home run. People remember.
You know, if the gloves do not fit, you know, if they don't fit, you can't acquit. I mean,
the super deluxe home run hitter.
You'd have to throw that in, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's what he's known for. Who knew Johnny Cochran before that?
Because this is a society that really 10 years ago is now like 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
How many people today really remember?
What have you done for me lately?
How many people remember the excitement that OJ brought us?
It's incredible, and it amazes me how long ago that was.
Yeah.
I never fail. I mean, it really feels like it was sooner. I mean, it was amazing. It was 10 years, right?
At
10 years ago.
More than that now, I think.
Yeah. Older than 10 years ago. Longer than 10 years ago.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey there.
Hey, Don, were those season tickets that you had that you couldn't get into the game with?
Yes, sir.
Well, you can just go right up. I've done that before. I've lost my season tickets to the 49ers, and I've done it twice, and both times they'll let you in if you just go up to the, like, go up to security.
But you're talking about somewhere besides FedEx Field, right?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, you're saying San Francisco, right? No, he's saying he's San Francisco.
Oh, that's
you're a Niners season ticket holder.
I've lost tickets twice, and I've gotten in.
Yeah, but your team is run by human beings, right?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Not ours.
No.
Right.
He's lost his tickets twice?
Yeah, two times. Then his problem is he's a moron. They let him in because they felt sorry for him.
What, Robbie?
He's probably pretending he had MS like the guy on Curb Your Enthusiasm last night.
Hey, hold on. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, then I didn't say it.
Is it good?
No.
Well, thanks, ass.
Well, you ask a question.
Well, you could at least build my hopes up.
Don, wait till you see it.
I don't mind if my hopes are built up. I call you and I say, boy, that sucked. You'd say, well, I didn't want to ruin it for you.
Right.
Well, I don't think me saying that'll ruin
What's
it.
What's that show on as far as percentage of funny now? I mean, as far as episodes, good episodes now.
Did you say it batted about 600 this year?
I'd say about 50-50.
Wow, about 500.
About 50, 50, and it's done. Curb Your Enthusiasm's done, right?
I doubt very much it'll be back.
No, really? I mean, the season is done.
Yeah, that was the last episode last night.
Was the last one last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
Just last night, got me thinking, I didn't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Right.
Because I was watching the retardation of Peyton Manning last night.
Oh, dear.
Man! That's the guy who pretended he had MS.
If there was ever a time when maybe you didn't want to be one of Peyton Manning's endorsements, was last night. Because it seems that, and I know it must work the opposite way, when he throws a touchdown and the first commercial is one of his commercials.
Mm.
But last night, you know, he threw 6 interceptions.
What's the commercial that was all over the football games yesterday? The one where he's, what's he talking to people about?
Is it the one that he's walking through the hallway? Because he threw an interception last night.
It's one where he's being Mr. Cool.
Yeah.
Where he's like looking at the camera and going, okay, you feel me? You feel me on that one?
Oh, those,
what the hell is that one?
Mike,
it's brand new.
That's the one where it's Peyton's priceless pep talks.
Right.
Is that the one where he says, hey, if you're thinking about getting six-pack abs,
yeah,
you're not a football player,
right?
Buy a bigger shirt.
Right, buy a bigger shirt. And he goes, you feel me? And he walks away from the camera.
But he's got another one that yesterday, after he threw the touchdown, or excuse me, interception last night, is maybe his fourth, but they put the graphic on most ever.
Right.
And he was sitting on the sidelines. Goddamn, he does have that Gomer Pyle idiot look about him. He can in certain moments. He was just looking like he was straining at stool. he was sitting on the bench like, me cannot figure out why me throw interception. And the very first commercial is one of those about him being smart.
Where it's, Superman.
It's got him floating down this hotel room, and it says, rusher coming at you in 3 seconds. Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Where, the surreal one.
Yeah, a door opens up, like a Twilight Zone episode, and it says, throw to Manning, or throw to Harrison, right? Throw to Harrison. And Marvin Harrison is surrounded by sharks. And then in the corner, a little kid says, Clark. And he throws it to Dallas Clark. I mean, an idiot. You've not seen that.
So it's him being superhuman.
Yeah, well, the entire theme of the commercial is Manning's mind.
He's really
right.
Smart.
Are you as smart as Peyton Manning?
But he didn't have a very good day yesterday.
No, he didn't. I like him a lot, but
the Patriot factor. I think they threw him for a loop a little bit, and he hasn't gotten back on the pony yet.
God damn, they killed him last
night. So day. I'm coming down the beltway, and I get rear-ended by this guy.
I am sorry, we got totally off track about your rear-ending.
And the lady in the little car slams on the brakes, and I feel this car, and it's enough of a jar where I said, oh, God, I got to pull over. And you know where it is, Don? It's right where we're coming, right before the American Legion Bridge, where there's not a lot of shoulder. It's that little, right past that little place you tell me to take the access road and
Right.
But I'm on the main part of the road, right?
Okay.
Maybe I should have taken the access road. I pull over, and, you know, there's so many stains in this town as far as people that are little nerdnicks, technocrats that are saying, and I get out of the car, and maybe I was stupid to do this, and if I was, you know, so be it. It turned out I wasn't. But I look at my car, and he rear-ended me, and I see, you know, I do a preliminary check. It's pouring rain out. I do a preliminary check. There's not even a scratch. And I checked the bumper to see if the bumper got compressed to the car. There's not. I look at him. He's in his car. He's got the little grill that's kind of hanging loose where he rear-ended me. And the guy's kind of like, it's probably 30 years old, the guy. Mm-hmm. Gets out of the car, and I'm like, you know, I looked at mine. I'm like, look, it's pouring rain, whatever. He said, listen, I'm really, really sorry. I said, hey, it was not your fault. It was that lady that jammed on her brakes in front of us. Don't sweat it. And I think he was shocked because I said, you know, he said, let me give you the information. I said, no, you know, there's no damage here.
No damage
to
your car.
No damage to my car. I mean, and he said, I was at fault. I said, I know, but it's not that, you know, you got the damage. Go get it fixed. Don't sweat it. And the guy looked at me like I was from Mars, you know, because I said, but I mean, really, there was no damage. What's the point? The point would have been to add to the layers of bureaucracy and to be a nerd, Nick.
Right. You when I are one of Oprah's angels.
I was an Oprah angel. I was an Oprah angel. And frankly, I was anxious to get to the party wife was by herself without me in a room full of Marines in dress blues. Sure.
Can we stop the conversation for a moment?
Yes.
Do you know what you just said?
What?
Yeah, you did.
Do we have a way of rewinding?
We do not.
Mm. Did I say the WN word?
I don't think so. You said...
What, not?
Not that.
No. What?
You said you couldn't wait to get down to this thing where your wife was.
Oh, my God.
Good ears.
Oh, my God.
Yeah!
Well, it has been over 4 years now, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Are you saying that was the classic Freudian slip that I made?
You tell me, doctor.
All right, can I pull back the curtain
you
even a little further?
You tell me, Sigmund.
Please do.
No, it's not a slip of the tongue. I know that's what you're thinking. I know you're thinking it's a slip of the tongue. 2 years ago, in Mexico, we went away and actually got done.
Wow.
We actually got done and did it.
Congratulations.
We actually did it. So I get rear-ended and I tell the guy, you know, goodbye, see you later, have a good weekend, and shook his hand. He was grateful, and I figured I'd wake up. You know, when I do crap like that, I figure I'm going to wake up in the morning when it's daylight, and I'll look at it, and I'll have missed the whole bowing of the back of the car where it's kind of caved into the back. But it turned out it wasn't that bad at all.
Good.
You know, as jive as it sounds, that's like a pay it forward thing. I bet that comes back to you that it was an effed up Friday with bad traffic.
But don't you know if it had been you or me rear-ending somebody and they didn't have any damage, they'd want all the nerd-nick information, just to hassle you and to go through the hassle. And, you know, it's Friday night. It's pouring rain. I mean, it can happen in that kind of traffic.
And besides,
and enough, you know?
Your wife was surrounded by Marines.
My girlfriend, Carla.
Your wife was about to be raped by horny Marines.
But I got to the thing, and I realized immediately when I get to the Hilton where this Marine Corps ball. First of all, I went to the small one, one of the small ones. Uh-huh. There were a million of them. Uh-huh. They were all over town. The big one is downtown where
that
they have 3,000 people or something like
apropos.
That. What's that?
You went to the small ball.
The small. Well, based on the size of mine.
That's what I meant.
My tiny little ones, yes. Okay, you.
What?
So I got down there and...
Do you or do you not have little balls?
No, I have big balls. I have huge. Would you like to compare, Brother Donald? I've taken on 3 branches of the United States government. I'm not afraid of you. Well, what I do is I wrap them with leather.
Couldn't you just kill them with your testicles?
Yes. With one finger and a pencil, I could kill them with my testicles. But I got to this thing, and I got to the Marine Corps ball, and it was not like what I thought it would be. I really thought, for some reason, that this would be a lot of, you know, guys just right off the base and a lot of privates running around there. Get it, privates? Mm-hmm. But it was really quite a bit of brass. I was sitting at a table with a lieutenant colonel, and I met another colonel, and then another major, and then another lieutenant colonel, and here was the deal. I was relaxed. Everybody was paired off. It's like going to a prom. It was like going to a prom. Yeah, I overreacted. That's overreacted. And, you know, I did have the feeling of inadequacy because as you're walking around in your fat suit, you realize that all these guys, even this old general that was being honored, they're all in shape. They all look like they're, you know.
Sure.
I've been to other military functions. They are not as in shape as the Marines.
Like Marines.
I could be wrong, but I'm sorry. I didn't see any guys. I didn't see any fat guys.
No guys.
We have to break. But
yes.
But I do think your wife has nothing to worry
about. No, stop it. That's all. Forget. I couldn't say anything now. Forget it.
Congratulations.
I won't say anything. I didn't have any weekend at all. I said that Carla was my wife. That's it. That's all I said.
I just thought it was kind of, you know, a slip.
It was a slip. It was a Freudian slip.
Kind
She's probably
of.
Grinning right now.
So.
Yes, very significant slip.
Uh-huh.
Mike?
Yes, Don?
Go to Jared.
Go to what?
Go to Jared.
Jared.
Go to Jared. Shut up.
And then you can send me a text.
I'm going to throw something at
Carla
you.
Carla can send me a text tonight.
Yeah.
He went to Jared.
That's Jared.
Mike, don't feel bad. I'm constantly referring to Carrie as my roommate.
It's gone full cycle
exactly.
with you right
yeah,
now.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.